Alaskans may not have really warm temperatures to look forward to each summer, but we do hit peak summer earlier than almost anywhere else in the country. So what the heck is peak summer? To answer that, we turn to Brian Brettschneider with the segment Ask a Climatologist. He told editor Annie Feit, if you imagine a chart, it's the top of the annual temperature curve, the warmest part of the year.
In Alaska, in the interior part of the state, that can occur as soon as the first week of July. So places like Fairbanks and the Central Interior, if you look at their annual temperature curve, they actually max out in the first part of July. And that's pretty uncommon for or unusual compared to the rest of the United States and Canada. We really peak earlier than almost any other place. Maybe a few spots in the desert Southwest peak a little bit earlier. But in Alaska, summer hits you fast.
That's kind of amazing because you think that with the long winter here, it would take a while for summer to get started. Why does summer happen earlier in Alaska?
Well, so there's a couple of reasons. One is at our latitude, once we get into late May and in June, especially in the interior and farther north, there's 24 or nearly 24 hours of daylight. So you end up with solar heating for most of the day. June and July are actually some of our least cloudy months and least precipitation, so there's not clouds getting in the way. Whereas in, say, August, it's obviously, as most people know, it's very wet, very cloudy, and the temperatures drop off quite dramatically, which is not the case in most of the rest of North America.
So does it matter that our summer is relatively short here?
Well, there's a lot of ways to define how long summer is. And actually, across much of Alaska, we kind of hang out near the high end of our annual temperature range for 120, 130 days in a lot of cases, which is comparable to many areas of the lower 48. So it's not always a really quick shot of summer and then it tails right off. We spend a long time in a fairly warm and comfortable temperature range.
But not compared to many places in the lower 48.
Well, comfortable is a subjective term. Now, I mentioned this is interior Alaska. So along the coasts where there's the influence of ocean water, which has a thermal lag, it takes a long time for it to hit its summer maximum temperature. So around the coast, the peak summer temperatures are a little bit later. So say in Anchorage, it's mid to late July, like July 23rd, Juneau, the last few days of July. And then if you go down to the Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, where the water takes a really long time to warm up, now you're looking into August, where they have their peak temperatures. So it's a proximity to water factor as well.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.